Thank you for your generosity. You can see it's overflowing. Thank you, Joanne and Carol and Josie, for sharing your story and for connecting it so beautifully to the sermon that I don't feel I need to give a sermon today. We give out of our abundance, reminded of all that we have when tragedy strikes. We give because we know that we are all part of the interdependent web of existence. And then not only are we connected to those who suffer, we ourselves also suffer. Thank you for giving of your abundance this morning. So each month we have a ministry theme here at First Unitarian Church. In February, the theme was Beloved Community. And so we had all these services that dealt with working to create the beloved community. And the theme for March is faith. Pretty amazing to talk about faith in the face the day, 2 days after such tragedy strikes, when what is it that will be sustaining the people who've been hit so hard by tragedy? What is it that will be motivating the volunteers who will be working so hard to bring order out of the chaos? I think it's faith. Faith in one another. Faith in what could be. Faith in the power of love and of connectedness. This is not a kind of faith that requires a divine being. It can have room for one, but it doesn't require one. This is the kind of faith that Sharon Salzberg talks about in her book called Faith. Sharon Salzberg is a Buddhist teacher, and so she comes at faith from a little bit different of a perspective than perhaps many other more common views of faith that we hear in the general culture and in media. So before hearing Joanne and Carol and Josie's story, if you had been asked to say what you think about when you hear the word faith, what would it have been? Maybe profession of faith? If you grew up in a faith tradition that required you to say a list of what you believe? Maybe it has nothing at all to do with religion. I think of faith, and I immediately go to George Michael's song. You gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. You're welcome for that earworm that will now be with you all day. Trust me, it's been with me for a month now. Or maybe you don't even think of that at all. You think of a character in a book or a TV show or a movie. I think of the evil slayer from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, whose name is Faith. I know that Joss Whedon, the writer of that, chose that name for a reason. We don't talk about faith very much in Unitarian Universalist congregations. And yet, I think we talk about it all the time. We're talking about faith not as a profession of beliefs, because we have no creed. We're talking about it as the ground of our being, as what motivates us, as what gets us out of bed each day, as what helps us give meaning to our life. This is the kind of faith that Sharon Salzberg talks about in her book. Not as a profession of belief, but as that which gives us meaning, that helps us take a step on a journey, not knowing where that journey will lead, not knowing what we'll encounter on that journey. She talks about faith as being what keeps us going, about faith as the opposite of despair. That despair is what happens when we don't have faith. I saw the movie Hugo just a few days ago, and I can't help but think of the filmmaker Georges Méliès, who was the famous filmmaker who you've probably seen the picture of the moon with a rocket in it from the old original black and white no sound movies. He's an actual character, and he's in this movie, Hugo, that did it win some Academy Awards? And the story in Hugo is about how this filmmaker, who was transformational in the media of film, how he lost his faith. And he fell into despair. He was a shell, just getting through life full of sorrow, no hope. And it becomes the little boy, the title character's, Hugo's role to fix him, to help bring hope back, to help bring faith back into this filmmaker's life. I've read that those who complete suicide, it's not the loss of hope. Many people, when they're depressed, lose hope. It's the loss of faith. Because faith tells us that I may not have hope right now, but in the future, there's the possibility for it. Faith looks to the future. So I may not have hope right now, but if you feel like you will never, ever, if you don't have faith that you will ever have hope again, that's when suicidal intentions become more firm. I spent a lot of time on this sermon today struggling over the difference between, the semantic difference between faith and belief and hope and trust. Because in our language, they're all woven together. Belief, to me, feels very intellectual. And as Joanne said, there's not really room for doubt in a belief, because once doubt comes in, you don't really believe it anymore. Belief feels intellectual. Faith is a spiritual endeavor. It blends an informed trust with hope, which is future-oriented. Faith is action-oriented as well. In fact, in many languages, in Hebrew and in Latin and in Pali, faith is a verb to faith. It's not something we have, it's something we do. We faith. And that makes much more sense to me when we talk about how it's the ground of our being that motivates us to act in particular ways. We faith. We act on informed trust and hope with this future vision. I think we as Unitarian Universalists do this all the time. We act on a particular, on faith. We have faith that what we do matters. We have faith that coming together in religious community means something, is good for us, is worthwhile. Faith requires action. It calls us to action. And Salzburg says, too, that faith, this informed trust that I was talking about, informed, this idea of doubt and questioning is an essential component to faith. Essential component to faith. That if we don't doubt and we don't ask questions, then what we have is a blind faith, and blind faith is dangerous. Blind faith will lead us in places we shouldn't go. It will allow us to follow people that we shouldn't follow. We Unitarian Universalists don't do anything blindly, do we? We like to question everything. I have no concerns here about any of you following me blindly, not questioning what I say. I'm sure some of you are sitting there right now going, yeah, this word just doesn't work for me. And that's okay. There's a quote from an Anglican priest that I really like because it struck me that even what I often think of as requiring blind faith isn't necessarily the requirement. Kenneth Leech says, "True faith can only grow and mature if it includes elements of paradox and creative doubt. Such doubt is not the enemy of faith, but it is an essential element in it, for faith does not bring the false peace of answered questions and resolved paradoxes." Faith doesn't say, it'll be all right, everything will be okay. Because sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not all right, and sometimes it's not everything will be okay. It doesn't resolve the paradoxes, but faith encourages us to continue on, putting one step in front of each other on the journey. Faith is the journey itself, being on the journey. It's not the destination. As Unitarian Universalists, we're not even asked to have blind faith. We're encouraged to ask questions. There's a hymn that we all love. Well, I can't say we all love it. I love it. I hope you love it. And if you don't know it, you'll know it soon because we're going to sing it later this month. "Even to question truly is an answer," is a line in that hymn. Or there's that popular reading in our hymnal by the Reverend Robert Terry Weston, who was the minister of this congregation in the middle of this century. And it starts, "Cherish your doubts. Cherish your doubts, for doubt is the attendant of truth. Doubt is the key to the door of knowledge. It is the servant of discovery." I encourage you to read the insert in your order of service by Sharon Salzberg to think about the questions over the course of this month that are listed in here. And if you want, read her book. It's very short and it's very easy to read. Because I think that faith is a powerful word that we Unitarian Universalists should work with more often and claim more often and say more often. We are a faith tradition, a faith that can be, but certainly does not have to be, connected with a deity, a faith that asks questions, a faith that causes us to move, to act on this journey. Faith as an ability to act on an informed trust and hope, knowing that the way may be hard and that the path will at times be very unclear, but that it's the journey that matters, not the destination. As we search for truth and meaning in our lives, as we accept one another and encourage each other on our own journeys, may we have faith that it is so. And by having faith, may we make it so. Blessed be.